From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Tropical storm Fay has made landfall in southern Florida. Winds are below hurricane strength, but it's raining heavily and weather is considered treacherous. From member station WLRN in Miami, Phil Latzman has more.
After sparing the Florida Keys much damage, Fay failed to strengthen as expected and instead came ashore near Naples with 60-mile-an-hour winds. But it continues to pelt the peninsula with rain, as much as 10 inches could fall. According to National Weather Service Miami specialist Bob Ebaugh, Fay still has the potential for damage as it crosses the state.
We are going to have tropical storm conditions continuing over the South Florida area, at least into the afternoon hours.
Those conditions make the environment ripe for tornadoes, and a few have been spotted this morning with the possibility of more throughout the day as Tropical Storm Fay moves slowly to the north-northeast. All hurricane warnings have been discontinued, but tropical storm warnings and watches remain up and down the state's east and west coasts. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
There have been several battles in Afghanistan today. Reports from Kabul say as many as 10 French soldiers have been killed in fighting with Taliban rebels outside the Afghan capital. There are unconfirmed reports 4 French soldiers have been kidnapped. Fighting is still continuing. An Afghan provincial officer says there have been Taliban casualties. At the same time, fighting continues in southeastern Afghanistan. Taliban troops attacked a U.S. military base for the second time in as many days. No U.S. troops have been hurt. NATO ministers are in Brussels debating their country's relationships with Russia. Russian troops say they would start pulling back from positions in Georgia that was supposed to start yesterday as part of a truce mediated by France. NPR's Ivan Watson is traveling outside the Georgian town of Gori. He says there's no indication Russian troops have started to withdraw.
Now, I just made the drive from the Georgian capital to the outskirts of the Georgian town of Gori, which is under Russian occupation. And along that drive, I crossed at least 3 Russian military checkpoints where soldiers searched my vehicle. And now I'm at a 4th checkpoint, which is blocking access into the town of Gori. Now, the Russians can make use, and it seems they're making use, of a loophole in a 6-point ceasefire agreement with the Georgians that was negotiated by the French president, which allows the Russians to conduct additional security measures. That's a very vague term, and they would probably argue that that is what they are doing when they set up checkpoints and block the main east-west highway.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Georgia. Russia and Georgia did exchange prisoners today. It's not clear how many prisoners were swapped. Algerian authorities say 43 people have died in a suicide bombing. The bomb was concealed in a car parked near a police training academy outside the capital. This is NPR. Republican presidential candidate John McCain visits an oil rig off the coast of Louisiana today. He wants to dramatize his proposal to widen offshore oil drilling. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
This is John McCain's second effort to visit an offshore rig. He'd been scheduled to make the trip 4 weeks ago, but had to postpone when a hurricane threatened the Gulf. McCain's been promoting offshore drilling as a remedy for high gas prices, although experts say it would take years for significant new oil to be produced. McCain hit a gusher of a different sort last night during a political fundraiser in Atlanta that raised $1.75 million. Democrats complained the event had been promoted by former Christian Coalition leader Ralph Reed. McCain's own Senate committee has investigated Reed for ties to disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. McCain had his best fundraising month so far in July, raising $27 million, much of it in chunks of $2,000 or more. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New Orleans.
Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is in Florida today, despite the tropical storm that's pounding the state. He'll speak at the annual convention of veterans of foreign wars. GOP candidate McCain addressed the group yesterday. Mr. Bush speaks to them tomorrow. The Democratic presidential convention is next week. All eyes are on Obama and McCain, who have yet to announce who they'll pick for their vice presidential running mates. Officials in Fakou, China, say an explosion in a mine has killed 18 miners. 8 miners are still missing. 56 escaped without injury. The Chinese mines are among the deadliest in the world. Some 4,000 miners die there every year in accidents. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.